Maryville head men's basketball coach Bo Patton joins me on the podcast today. Bo, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Rico, what's going on, man? I'm blessed. I feel really good and glad to be on the podcast again.
I appreciate it, man. I definitely want to recap the season thus far. But before I get into your season, I know you watched the game against Kentucky. Blake is your man's. I know you know their parents really well. What's your thoughts about Blake Wesley's performance as a freshman at Notre Dame?
Oh, man, Blake is – he's special, man. And he was actually – him and his dad was at our first game versus South Bend Riley. That's the kind of people they are. Blake gets it from his dad. His mom's great people as well. But that performance was what he does. And for assistant coaching him for the last, two or three years I did with G3 with Coach Keaton, he made big plays all the time. So I'm not surprised. We got to another day in practice up in the summer. He was doing the same stuff. So hats off to him. Hats off to his work ethic. Hats off to him staying focused. And nothing but the best of luck to him going forward.
You said you went to Mike Bray's practice down in South Bend. What did Coach Bray preach to his guys for this upcoming season?
How disciplined, man. And it was more so of Bray was taking the back seat. Solomon was actually the practice I attended, was running the practice, Anthony Solomon. All those guys are solid dudes. You know, we got the invite from Scott Martin. Me and my coaching staff went down. And it was disciplined, man. They run the offense. They got some shooters. And Blake fits right in with what they got going on. I know he started as the sixth man. And from what I saw, he never complained. And just ready when his number was called. So that's something that all these young guys can learn. You know, Blake can
agree.
How much school in the country.
How important is confidence, though? You see Blake's playing with a lot of confidence. But in general, how important is it for a freshman to play with that type of confidence?
Super important. I'll take a confident kid over a skilled kid any day. Because when the game gets heated up and you need a guy to take that last shot, it's going to be a confident guy. All the skill in the world can't save you if you don't got that heart in you. So it's something I struggle with, and it's something I can try to bring out of my players.
3-0 right now. Your guys is playing with a lot of confidence. Talk about your season thus far and your three games going 3-0, protecting home court, going to South Bend. But what's your players' morale right now going into the next game against Griffith?
Man, it's very early, Rico. I say that. So we preach to our guys, staying even keeled, not going up and down with the flow of life, not going up and down with the flow of the games, man. Every game matters. Every possession matters. So although we're 3-0 now, we play tomorrow at Griffith. We're going to hit a big stretch here where we go to Addicts and go to Grace College and play Fort Wayne Snyder. And then the 21st Cathedral comes into town. So we're going to see what we're really made of. I'm super excited for the opportunity to play those games. And, you know, we go right to DAC play after that. Balboa's playing well, Chesterton. Crown Point's going to be good. So every game is important. The team around is great right now, man. A.J. Dixon is bought in. He had a small slip up, but he's completely bought in. And when one of your best guys buys in, usually the team follows. So this team is deep. This team is fun to coach. Having Coach Nelson on staff is man, it's been a pleasure.
He's a player coach.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. He's a player's coach, and he brings so much energy, man, that it's exciting.
So you played against Andrean, and I know that's Battle of Broadway. So what was the expectations for your guys, and what was their mindset like just having that rivalry, that historic rivalry between Maryville and Andrean?
Yeah, it's a game you never want to lose. You don't want to come out on losing end in that game because a lot of talking, bragging rights, and things like that. So happily we came out on top. And did it pretty much with some guys who we've been waiting on to have coming out parties. So Darren Weaver, my starting point guard, actually averaging 7 rebounds for us, had a big game for us with 14 points.
That's huge.
Jeremiah Roberts. So
one of your standouts, A.J. Dixon, is having a great season thus far. He's like a highlight reel, very athletic. But what was your expectations for him to enter this upcoming season?
When we talked about roles, it was nothing about scoring with A.J. It was all about defending. So we told him with his athleticism, his skill, and his strength, he should be the best defender every night. And that's something we challenged him with. We also challenged him on offensive boards, too. Like, go get 5 offensive boards a game. So he has rose to the challenge. And then on the offensive end, of course, he's got some raw abilities that you just can't teach. So we appreciate what he's done so far. And he's still got a long way to go. So we're not satisfied with even his growth. He's got a lot of way to get better, too.
for the new listeners that's just knowing about you, Bo, you are the head men's basketball coach at Maryville High School. What would you say your coaching philosophy is, and what was your goals for this upcoming season overall?
Absolutely. So my philosophy is, number one, discipline. We preach it. It's something that we try to practice every day. I'm also a defender. If you're going to come here, you got to defend. You got to defend, you got to rebound, and you got to play together. So my expectations every year, of course, I said on everything, is a state championship. And that's something I'm not going to back away from. We haven't got that here yet in Maryville. TJ Lux was the closest with a 1-point game in 1995. So we want to get there. So we're going to make the steps to get there.
What was like when you got the head coaching job as the first brother to be named the head coach? I thought of Coach Freeman and the culture that he's going to change over there at Notre Dame. But
absolutely.
Did you resemble yourself when you saw, like, man, I know how that feels to be a brother at an institution where the head coach was predominantly white every year?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of funny because the way they kind of brought Freeman in is kind of the way Maryville did it here. All the guys, including Keon, who I love, man, was in the locker room. And they kind of brought me in. All the guys got hyped. I gave a speech very similar to Coach Freeman. And it kind of did remind me of my first day getting this job, man. I remind myself every day, win or lose games, man, I'm blessed to be in this position. No matter what people say on the outside, I'm blessed to be in this position. No matter guys come or go, I'm blessed to be in this position. This position I don't take for granted, man. So hats off to Coach Freeman. My dad went to Notre Dame out of Gary Westside. And also my my cousin graduated from Notre Dame. He's a doctor now, of course, Matthew Tipton. So I love Notre Dame. Wish I was smart enough or good enough to play there. But I'm a Notre Dame fan just because of my dad.
For those that don't know, Coach Marcus Freeman is the new head men's basketball coach at Notre Dame. And I'm looking forward
for football.
And I'm looking forward to catching a game myself, man. How important is it for you to play Indianapolis schools and having Coach Delaney and his Cathedral crew come down to Maryville?
Man, I appreciate it. I know we originally scheduled the game because we had Keon on the team. And I'm grateful that we kept that contract and hopefully we can keep it going. But it's huge for us, man. I'm a coach that don't care about his record. I want to have my guys prepare for the next level. My record actually is not very good. If you look at it overall, but I do have a sectional championship under my belt, and you help some guys get into college and you help guys become better men. So anytime I play in Indianapolis school, I'm all for it, or any school that's going to challenge us. So I appreciate Coach Laney, Coach Hawkins, me and him text often at Christmas Addicts. So he's got a state championship his first year. So Coach Laney has 2 state championships. So that's challenged me as a coach as well, so I'm all for it.
You come from Bosco Tree. You're still part of Bosco family.
Bosco for life.
Shout out to Dave Maravella doing great things at Bosco.
And Nico.
Shout out to my guy Nico Panousis. But when people mention Bosco to you and they kind of don't know your history, they just know the present moment, how do you describe what Bosco Institute is?
Describe it as culture. That's what I say, because you're not going to find too many places that's doing what Dave is doing over at Bosco. It's I'll see any kid there. I tell Dave that all the time, because I know that he's going to be taken care of, not just from a basketball standpoint, but from overall, just kind of like what we do at Maryville. A lot of those things, you know, I use a mixture of what I learned from TJ Lux, Coach East, and then just that 1 year in Bosco, a lot is implemented here at Maryville. So that culture helped me set the tone for me as a head coach here at Maryville.
Bo, I appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow against Griffith.
No problem, man. Appreciate it.